would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra-violence.
WMFR in Medpod.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
As a transplant surgeon, I know that organ donation turns tragedy into life.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
And just because my reproductive organs are on the inside instead of the outside, doesn't mean I can't handle whatever you can handle. Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk! I was on pills!
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Help us spread the word. Organ donation means life.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
There are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants.
As a transplant surgeon, I know about life and death. I battle death every day, and I know that organ donation turns tragedy into life. Statistics show that minority citizens are reluctant to donate. With increased awareness in minority communities, more lives could be saved. Let's give everyone a chance at life. Register to become a donor and let your wishes be known. What does organ donation mean? Let's hear from some people who know.
It means freedom and a second chance.
It means family. I wouldn't be here without it.
For over 25 years, for me, the life is beautiful.
When you give a life.
It's a miracle.
Help us spread the word. Organ donation means life. Call the Sharing Network at 1-800-SHARE-NJ.
Birthday, you with a thing from another world, you.
Try it again. It's like candy. Just taste it.
It don't taste like candy.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music, which always needs to match a particular theme du jour. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert. And, well, the last couple of months, I've really been on a Deep Purple kick. Yeah, they're one of the best hard rockin' bands there ever was. And it's the combination, I think, at its core of Ritchie Blackmore's Stratocaster going into a distorted Marshall amp, a variety of unconventional tricks, and then John Lord playing his mighty Hammond C3 organ. And, well, this evening, we're going to be having Deep Purple once again being one of our featured artists. We had them recently on our Songs from Perfect albums, where we played the entirety of their Burn album, a perfect album, mixed up with a whole bunch of, other music. And this evening, though, we are going across their core career and playing some of those greatest hits, showing off John Lord's incredible organ playing. Also, this is actually a double featured episode where our second featured album is Ultra Lounge Volume 11, Organs in Orbit. And my eternal thanks going out to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez, currently hosting the Desperate Hours on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. We were slot mates for a while, and I learned so much from his good sense and advice and models of being a good DJ. Also, our audio clips from who knows where. We've got a bunch from Woody Allen's film Manhattan, also starring Diane Keaton. And then another sub-theme we've got going is organ donation, with bits and pieces and full public service messages littered throughout this episode. We began the show with, well, an extended excerpt from our program's theme song, Apollo 440's Tears of the Gods. And then it was Sir Julian with A Man and a Woman from our featured album, Ultra Lounge Volume 11, Organs in Orbit. And then Deep Purple, Hush, a hit single for them way back. But that was actually the 1998 remix that I found on one of their many greatest hits albums. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. What a great organ in this back. So in the next set, I'm going to be playing for you another selection from Organs in Orbit, and then a piece from Brian Eno's The Drop album, MC Organ, and also from Boston's perfect 1976 debut album, a kind of a two-song medley, four-play long time, that's got some great organ as well as some Les Pauls and going into Marshall amps, courtesy of Tom Schultz, their genius founder and producer and composer. But first, we're going to start off with what some people consider to be the greatest rock and roll song ever. It's certainly one that brings together that spectacular combination of Ritchie Blackmore's Strat and John Lord's C3 organ going through a cranked up Marshall stack as well. Yeah, John Lord took what was then a jazz instrument and turned it into a hard rock weapon. Also, a lot of times when you're listening to Deep Purple, you hear what sounds like a rhythm guitar that would be in other bands, but it's actually John Lord. There's a kind of clicky-clacky thing, and in this song, there's a, well, there's a guitar solo, and there's an organ solo, and it's all classically inspired, and, well, I think it's a great way to start off the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with our theme, Do You Want to Play with My Organ? And Highway Star.
Has anybody read that Nazis are going to march in New Jersey, you know? I read this in the newspaper. We should go down there, get some guys together, you know, get some bricks and baseball bats and really explain things to them.
There is this devastating satirical piece on that on the op-ed page of the Times. It is devastating.
Well, a satirical piece in the Times is one thing, but bricks and baseball bats really gets right to the point.
Oh, but really biting satire is always better than physical force.
Physical force is always better with Nazis.
Given to fits of rage, Jewish liberal paranoia, male chauvinism, self-righteous misanthropy, and nihilistic moods of despair. He had complaints about life, but never any solutions. He longed to be an artist, but balked at the necessary sacrifices. In his most private moments, he spoke of his fear of death, which he elevated to tragic heights, when in fact it was mere narcissism.
Got some balls to play with, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please play with them.
Thank you.
Are you sure this is gonna be okay?
I'm sure, honey. Everything's gonna be just fine. Let's see what we've got down here.
Okay.
Oh, my. So big.
Yeah, just for you, babe.
Everything's gonna be just fine.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Do You Wanna Play With My Organ? And we've got both a featured band, Deep Purple, with John Lord's mighty Hammond 3C3 organ, plus a featured album, Ultra Lounge, Volume 11, Organs in Orbit. We kicked off that last set with Deep Purple and Highway Star, in some people's opinion, the best hard rock song ever composed and played. And then it was Brian Eno and MC Organ from his The Drop album. And then from Ultra Lounge, Volume 11, Organs in Orbit, it was Shea Torrent with Flying Fiddles. That was 1 minute 55 seconds. And from there, well, we had a little bit of appropriate drop-ins there before the somewhat longer band Boston. Their two-part medley, Four Play at Long Time, from their perfect 1976 album. I was a real fan in particular of their founder and composer and electronics engineer and producer, Tom Scholz. I greatly admired him and wanted to be like him. Didn't quite work out, but, you know, I'm happy with the way things have turned out. Backing me up right now is, well, some more organ music. This is the Ernie Friedman Combo, and this is called Rock House. In the next set, we're going to be playing some Ultra Lounge Exotica for you, and then Demon's Eye, which is a prime example of what I was talking about in the first break, of John Lord's organ having a role that in lots of other hard rock bands is like the rhythm guitar and the lead guitar. But no, John Lord took what was basically a jazz instrument and he cranked it up into a Marshall amp, which is usually used for guitars and basses. And he got a really great hard rock sound out of that. And we're going to start off. Oh, yeah. Another thing is we're going to hear some mouth organ from the Kimmu Highlanders. Their Bamboo on the Mountains was the name of the album that I found in WMFO's World Music collection. And I'm very excited to be able to play that for you. Also, Martin Denny. Yeah, we're going to hear his Song of the Bayou. And we're going to begin, though, with a song by Matthew Fisher, the organist from Procol Harum. This was his last album in the band. And, well, the album is called The Wells on Fire. And this song is called Weissel Cell Cleansdenacht, the signature, parenthetically, here as we explore the sounds of organs and Deep Purple's rock and roll. WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
psychic, you know.
Kulim yang kita mana? Eh,
dekat yang semua jalan antum ni.
Sepleh kena terlung pulak antum. Kena terlung sepleh pulak.
Ham, ey, wey bung sayang poyang, ey. Wey agai ruloi play wey wang wat sro, wey mung sah ruloi rang pul do wat li wey yung. Ơi mùa sai yang po yang ơi mùa sai yang pin uro chung kl che de le o
ơi đã chu nhà ơi hơ
ơi 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 ta wei mo sa se ban bo chi ha ka ta tiang yong aha ui wei mo sa yong ge pung ka prang chi han yu ta mat ui u ge pung ka prang chi han hiang mat leo yong aha ui wei mo sa mo ta kwan tro yong ơi có nẹt chỉ bằng răng là
làm được đi
ơi mong sao mở ta hoài ta cay uống lê ơi mong sao có nẹt chỉ mang hư ấm ơi ơi mong sao yên mong yên sung yong cái li thi tê pa chú ơi cà rua cân ha ắt là ôi ôi dùng cái lý thi tế ba chú ôi mong sao khá rua cân hà mi la hơi 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 ôi mong sao từng mưa ngọt riêng cùng ôi mong sao cùng ngọt chứ mò chong la hơi ôi mong sao từng mưa thông riêng thô ơi mong sao thong briang thọ mê xuân nấm bong song su quần ơi 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 mong sao ơi mong sao từng mơ briang tàu ác lai ơi we mong sa clock le moi kap sa la le we mong sa clock le par kap sa ơi we mong sa đừng mơ priang we chao we mong sa we chao moi ki ya tro bli ơi mong sa đừng mơ priang we chao we mong sa we ki chao moi par ki ya tro beng ơi 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 mong sao nằm cái chữ lớn mộc pha ngam yam trung ơi 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 ơi.
You know, Dad, I was thinking, if something were ever to happen to me, I would want to be an organ donor.
And I know that, you know, you never want to think about those types of things. And that's not to say that anything ever would happen to me. And I don't expect it to. But if it did,
I could save up to 50 lives, and thousands of people are dying while waiting.
So if anything ever happens to me, I want to make sure my organs are donated, okay?
Fingertips.
That's right. They don't mean a thing, right? Because nothing worth knowing can be understood with the mind. You know, everything really valuable has to enter you through a different opening. If you'll forgive the disgusting imagery.
I really don't agree at all. And where would we be without rational thought?
God? No, you rely too much on your brain. Monsieur, the brain is the most overrated organ, I think.
I know. You probably think I'm too cerebral.
What
know. You are, you know, kind of on the brainy side. Well, what's the difference when I think about you? God knows what you must think about me.
Well, I think you're fine. Are you kidding? I mean, you do have a tendency to get a little hostile, but I find that attractive.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm glad you do.
Almost.